Okay, Lavin. We've done all of the steps. Salt is in a nice little circle on the floor. There are candles everywhere for mood light. Curtains are closed. We're good. We can do this. Daemon, esto subjecto voluntati mai. My demon? Figures. Well, Lavin, good job. You're now the proud owner of a 500-page paperweight. Honestly, a creepy old guy claims to have a book for infinite power? Ancient Lovecraftian horror, bound to your will, all for a mere $10, m'lady. And you believe him? Well, I guess it'll make for a good coffee table book, or a super emo doorstop. I guess I'm just gonna have to win the old-fashioned wit.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Oh my god.
Oh my god! It actually worked!
Oh my god. It actually worked. A real life, 8-foot tall demon standing here in my living room. Wait. Wait a second, Lavin, just deep breaths. So the book turned out to be real, and the spell worked, and now there's a being of sacrilegious power in your home. No big deal. He's just like any other guy. Mine has the giant black wings and the bulging muscles and the red skin and the loincloth and the talons and whatever. It'd be okay if he didn't look really, really pissed. And the only thing keeping me safe is a spell and a circle of salt. You can still do this. You summoned him. He's bound by the spell and the salt circle. He can't do anything without your consent.
Hi. This is a monster of unholy power, and you go with hi?
I have summoned you to make a deal. As I understand, demons make deals with humans, and seeing as I have you bound to the spell and the circle, you're gonna give me what I want. Please.
Hey, don't laugh at me. I could banish you back to where you came from. I'm in charge here. You can't move or use any of your magic without my orders. That part I made sure to get right.
All right. That's better, I guess. I could do without the dumb grin on your face, but I guess I'll settle for you not laughing at me anymore. So, here's what I want, and, you're gonna give it to me. Okay, I want to win the 2017 Gone Wild Audio Halloween Contest, Gwaloween. I already have some audios recorded, so I need you to, once they're up, help push them to the top.
Are you actually trying to banish yourself back? Cut that out!
Invocum victum? Fuck, I don't know. Look, I'm serious. This is something really important to me. And the spellbook made it very clear that the deal is based on a trade. The more valuable the ask, the more costly it is to me. So I figure asking for immortality or infinite wealth would cost me, like, my soul, which I'm not really prepared to part with yet, but something like an audio contest, that has to be something more within my price range. So, maybe instead of getting my soul for all eternity, you can just, I don't know, rent it? Or you get like a fifth of it? Is that something that could happen? You could take first dibs on it. Don't roll your eyes at me. Look, if you hadn't guessed, this is kind of my first time summoning a demon. And other than the safety parts, I didn't really read too deeply into the lore of this kind of thing. I wasn't planning on getting this far, if I'm honest. But we're here now. I want to make a deal, and I'm sure there's something I have that you want. So, Mr. Big Bad Demon, what other than my soul would it cost me to win that contest? You're a what kind of demon? Hang on, I feel like I've heard of those before. I just want to make sure I got this right. Let me Google it. Incubus. Here we go. A male demon believed to have its power stem from... You're a sex demon. That's a thing. Okay. So is that what you're saying? If I have sex with you, you'll make me the winner? Of course I'm not sure I want to do that. You're a demon from hell. A hulking red beast with wings and hooves. And sure, the rest of you looks human, but come on. Why do you think I'd be ready to have sex with you? You have read it in hell. Well, that's good to know. Well, this is totally different than some audio fantasy. I didn't think demons really existed up until now. And just because I do audio porn, that doesn't mean I'll have sex with just anyone. It's supposed to be special. Are you laughing at me? Look, I wouldn't expect a sex demon to understand. Sex for you is just a means to an end, a source of power. Okay, well, I guess I'm kind of a hypocrite for saying that, but again, it's all online. Real sex for me is something you hold close. It's meant to be with someone you care about. Saved until you meet, you know, the right guy. What? Why are you grinning at me like that? How the hell do you look so smug? A virgin? No, of course not. I'm the Lavenderia. I've had sex. I've had tons of it. All of it. Really. And even if I was a virgin, which I'm not, by the way, because let's be honest, I'm a treasure, what would be so wrong with that? Maybe I'm just waiting to meet the right guy. If I was a virgin, which clearly I'm not. You're not buying this, are you? Okay, fine. I'm a virgin. At least when it comes to, like, real guys. Sure, I've had toys and stuff, but when it comes to an actual person, yeah. Virgin. It's just... GWA is different, you know? Online, you can be anyone, whether you're a listener or an actress. It gives us a place to be someone else. To enjoy sex and feel desired and good about yourself, if only for a few minutes. It actually kind of reminds me of Halloween. Being whoever you want, whoever you really want, underneath all the masks and the goofy clothes, it's really a day about acceptance. Anyway, at the end of the day, sex, real sex, is something you cherish with a real person. Someone you trust and care about. Someone you cherish. That's who I'm waiting for. Have you ever had anyone you... Did you really just fall asleep on me as I was bearing my soul, Mr. Demon? Seriously? You fell asleep as I was bearing my heart. You know what? Forget it. Forget it. This whole thing is too ridiculous for me at this point. First the spellbook is real, then a demon shows up, who turns out to be a real dick, by the way. Don't look offended. And then as they start going on a really, really sweet monologue, what do? You snore. Fuck it. This contest isn't worth my virginity. I meant what I said about it being something special, and even if it wasn't, I still wouldn't want to sleep with you. So inconsiderate. You're so rude. I'm banishing you back to wherever you came from. Omnis immundus spiritus. Stop yelling, please. You're distracting me. What do you want? I already told you, I'm not gonna...
What? What do you mean I don't have to have sex with you? You're an incubus. Your power comes from sex. How are you gonna grant my wish if I... It doesn't have to be my virginity.
You have 5 seconds to explain yourself before I... What?
Seriously, you're not joking.
You're not allowed to lie to me. It's in the spell.
I think.
You'll help me. No, wait, not help. Guarantee. Guarantee is the key word here.
The 2017 Halloween contest. If I suck your cock, that's all it takes. Guaranteed win. And nothing else. Just suck your cock and I get what I want. How long do I have to suck it for?
Don't groan at me.
Look, this is a lot to take in. It would be really, really nice to have that flare by my name. It's not like anyone would believe me if I told them about this. And... If I do this, and I get any hint that you're trying to trick me, I'm sending you back to hell in broken, charred little pieces. Understand me? They're gonna have to glue you back together in whatever corner of damnation I shove you into. And... Nobody can know about this. Not that they'd believe you. Hell, I can barely believe it myself, and you're standing right in front of me.
And another rule is that you can't leave the circle. You're gonna stand right there, and I will lean over it. And if I feel or see you try any funny business, I'm gonna break you, burn you, douse the flames in holy water, and send you back to hell the long way. Understand?
I mean it. I really mean it. You don't look convinced, but it's true.
All right. Like, I guess, as long as you understand, then I suppose we have a deal.
God, can you at least try to seem a bit more enthusiastic?
Sorry, I'm not the easiest person to trade sex for. Maybe I'm GWA, but I'm still a lady and I have standards. I deserve to be treated with respect.
It's just the girl getting on her knees in front of a demon.
All right. You have me where you want me. Kneeling in front of you and looking up. You might as well take it out. Just move the loincloth and... Okay, that's the thing. It's... Wow, okay. Don't look so smug. Okay, it's my first time seeing one in real life before, so it surprised me, that's all. Having it spring out in front of me like that, the first real cock I've seen. It's so I mean, thinking back to the toys I use, and this, God, I've obviously never thought about what my first time sucking a cock would be, but I never dreamt of how warm it would be. How it'd make me feel kneeling in front of it, just inches away from my soft virgin lips. It's even better than I would have dreamt of. So, just suck it right. Okay. I can do that. Lips wrapped around your cock. It feels so much different than my toys. It's pulsing. That look in your eyes. This is what all of my fans feel. This is what they see when they listen. The horny, slutty little girl kneeling as they slowly work their big fat cock. Good to know that even if I'm a virgin, I know how to make you feel good. I'm hearing you groan, and the way you moan, and the way your cock feels between my lips. This is nothing like my toys. This is a real cock. I'm sucking your thick, warm cock. And you get to enjoy having yours be first. This slutty girl has sucked. I will say, kneeling for you, sliding my lips and tongue all over your shaft. This should feel wrong, but it feels really, really good. You. Fuck. You can put your hands on my head. That's an order, okay? But if you hear me gag, just be careful, okay? I don't remember if you told me I had to make you come. It feels so good.
Until I make you come, you have to make me win, right? So please come. Come for me. Give me every last drop. I did that. There was so much cum. So does that happen every time a man comes? Does his cock really pulse like that? Does he really taste that good? Good to know. Okay. So I made you come. I sucked your cock. First one ever. And I made you come, and I swallowed every last drop. So, a deal's a deal, right? I did what you asked. You have to give me what I want. The contest. 2017. Halloween. GWA. It's mine, right? Good. Good to know. My sore throat's gonna be worth it. So, I guess this is goodbye. If you don't give me the contest, I'll be really mad. I'll make sure you pay. Good. I'm sending you back now. Omnes immunda spiritus. Oh, one more thing. Let's say I wanted for another audio to do really well down the line. All I'd have to do is summon you and suck your cock again. That's it? Okay. Just checking. Have a good night. Happy Halloween! Vade Satana. Good to know. Having a demon like him around might come in handy. Have my audios do really well, and all I have to do is suck his cock. Seems like a win-win to me.